Simtek CD Productions presents Maulana Suleiman Mullah.
عليه وسلم عفوا عن نساء الناس تعف نساؤكم وبروا أباءكم تبركم أبناؤكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable Ulama Ikram, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, one of the areas of major contention across the globe, be it the Western world or the Muslim world, in present day climate is the relation and the interaction between parent and child. Unfortunately, it has become a very hostile relation and has become a very challenging opportunity. The hadith that I have quoted before you and the ayat that I have quoted and the topic that I have chosen for discussion briefly, that we speak respectively as parents, what is our duty to our children, and as children, what is our obligation to our parents. When we study the lives of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, we find that every prophet was divinely molded and shaped by Allah. And every prophet's life was molded to the extent that it could reflect guidance for the people of his time. And the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so perfectly molded and shaped and groomed and fashioned that it can reflect guidance for humanity in its entirety till the day of Qiyamah. Hence, there were many things which was permissible per se. But given the fact that the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was exemplary for humanity, Allah Ta'ala cautioned him and Allah Ta'ala told him, because you are a role model, this is not correct for you. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. On the battle of Uhud, when the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam and the foster brother Hamza radiallahu anhu was assassinated, which had caused tremendous pain and grief and agony to Nabi alayhi salam, and he had taken a vow and an oath that he will kill 70 people to avenge the death of his late uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he said this because of the profound love and attachment that he had with his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. At this juncture, the Quran Kareem was revealed to steer the emotions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because his life is exemplary and humanity will relate to this life even in moments of anger, in moments of pain and agony. Hence Allah then revealed the verse, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِ, that if you are hurt, then when you take revenge, then it should be proportionate to the harm caused to you and afflicted against you. وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. However, if you will persevere and you will endure, then that is the best for you. Sometimes I mention to the students, just to single out the verses where Allah speaks about the regret, how a kafir, how a disobedient Muslim will vent his frustration. I wish I knew, only if someone told me. At times they will say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ. Oh Allah, now we can see this blazing fire. It is a reality before us. Oh Allah, our wretchedness has overpowered us. Oh Allah, save us from here. At times they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. Woe be to us, we oppressed ourselves. At times they will say, Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Whoa, who woke us up from these graves? What are we seeing before us? At times they will say, Law kunna nasma'u aw na'qilu ma kunna fi ashabis sa'ir. I wish I heard what the people of truth told me. I wish I applied my logic. At times they will say, Rabbana akhrijna na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal. Allah, send me back in this world. I promise I'll never disobey you. At times they will say, Rabbana ha'ulai adalluna fa'atihim adaban di'afan minan nar. Allah, this man caused it for me. I met him and he took me away from you. Allah, do me a favor. Whatever punishment you decide for me, give him double, Allah. At times they will say, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيدُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. They will look at the dwellers of Jannat and they will say, how fortunate you people are. Can you just give me some water, little water, so we can get enjoy that privilege? Once I was flying to London, flying in British Airways. So, you know, you have your first class, then you have your business class, then you have another class, and then you have the economy class. So I'm sitting in that in-between class, and then very close to the business class, and suddenly the curtains close. Suddenly the curtains close. That is the time I said, it doesn't pay to be close to Jannat, one has to be in Jannat. It doesn't pay to be close to Jannah. I stood there, I could see everything. The curtains closed, the cabin crew there, separate. We have our cabin crew in the economy class, so-and-so will be serving you in the business class, so-and-so. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيدُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Send us some water, or give us some of the comforts you got. What will the dwellers of Jannah say? قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. You had forsaken Allah in this world, Allah is going to forsake you in this world. كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah says, you were told about me, but you deliberately ignored me. Today I'll deliberately ignore you. Then when it will come to no avail, they will say, Ya Malik, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. Malik, ask your Allah, if he doesn't want to give us Jannah, tell him to let us die, we'll be happy. When they will see that animals will be given life, justice will prevail between them, thereafter Allah will reduce them to sand. So the kafir will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Allah, you made this animal into sand and you closed the chapter. Make me also into sand and close my chapter. I cannot handle this azab. يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تُسَوَّى بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. Allah leveled me with the earth. Level me, O Allah. There will be no answer. Then they will tell Malik, يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Okay, Malik, we have the last request. Ask your Allah if he can grant us deliverance from Jahannam just for one day. Just let us come out of this fire for one day, get our composure back, relax our agony, come a bit better in sanity, and then he can throw us back in. It comes in the hadith, for decades they will get no answer. You know, when a child is crying, and the mother doesn't respond, and the father doesn't respond, and the child is nagging and pleading, what happens to that child? They will cry, they will beg, they will lament, they will scream, but to no avail. After years, the answer will come. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Close your mouths and don't ever dare speak to me. After that, the Quran says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Now they'll be yelling, they'll be screaming. And with regards to the Jannatis, Allah says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ.
Those who obeyed me, I will give them so much comfort that they won't even hear the pain and the agony of those suffering, so it does not disrupt their joy. When you get married, why do they go to the beachside and take a cottage? You don't want to hear neighbors fighting and dogs barking. You don't need that on your first night, you'll have that later on. They say, why did the Almighty bless the husband and wife with different voices, male and female, so you know who's arguing at who?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ.
Allahu Akbar.
لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا.
Allah says, I won't let you hear the whispers of Jahannam, never mind the screaming and the yelling of Jahannam. You know, when you hear someone suffering, it even traumatizes you. Just to hear the pain of others is trauma itself. What I am saying is, my brothers and sisters, Allah be my witness, nothing of what I said I had planned to say. Nothing of what I am saying now I had planned to say. Whatever Allah put, that is what I am saying. We have made effort to save our children from the things and the harms and the potential challenges of this world. Is it not time that coupled with that, not overlooking that, not overlooking, we have to see and grant them some social stability, some financial grounding. It is important, it's paramount, of paramount importance. But what about what is to prevail there onwards? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz came home and he found his daughters lying on the floor out of hunger. Can you imagine what a painful sight? He was torn up and he fell down. He said, oh my daughters, I don't like seeing what I am seeing, but rest assured it is a sight that your father can see. Your father had one of two options. Either he saturates you with haram and then he must see you burning in the fire. Oh my daughters, to see you on the floor is not a pleasant sight, but it is something your father can see. It is impossible for the naked eye of your father to see his daughters burn in the fire. It is impossible. Those that fill the bellies of their children with interest, rest assured you are filling fire. Those that buy them homes of with interest, rest assured you buying him a house of fire. The choice is yours. How lavish you want to occupy a position in Jahannam. Sayyidina Luqman told his son, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. You must disobey Allah, my son, as much as you can bear his punishment. My son, if you feel you can bear the punishment of Allah, that's your baby. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Who can bear the punishment of Allah? So it is of paramount importance that we look into our lives and we groom our children. We groom our children. And let me also tell you, I swear by Allah, if you want your children to be faithful to you, give them deen. That is the only thing that will make a child appreciate his father. Besides his akhirah, I promise you, I am inundated with calls. Not only in back home in South Africa, but even in my travels in other parts of the world. Inundated with calls where a man and woman gave their children everything of this world. Everything of this world. When the father dies, that child doesn't even know where his father is buried, never mind visiting his grave. It is deen that will make a child conscious of his obligation to his father. What else will make you understand that this is my father? Someone came to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and he said, Inna abi zawwajani. My father got me married. Wa innahu al-an ya'muruni bi talaqiha. Now my father says, I must divorce this woman. What must I do? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I'm not going to be brave to say divorce her. Nor am I going to suggest ignore what your father said. However, غَيْرَ أَنَّكَ إِن شِئْتَ حدثتك ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. But what I can do is tell you the value of your father. Then in relation to this hadith, you can grade the importance of his statements. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الْوَالِدُ أَوْسَطُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَإِنْ شِئْتَ حَافِظْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْبَابِ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ دَعْ. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the best way to enter Jannah, the best entry into Jannah is obedience to your father. Now the choice is yours. Do you want to honor this door and get into Jannah or forsake it? That you must decide. Al-walidu awsatu abwaabil Jannah fa in shi'ta hafidh ala dhalika al-bab wa in shi'ta da'. It is through deen that they will realize their obligation. What is their obligation to their parents?